Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Strange. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange strikes out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift fires to first and picks off Mack. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Berardino moves to second. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a fly ball towards center. Weatherly catches it and throws to second to double up Berardino. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Swift and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-2 in the game. Auker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-3 in the game. Strange strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman bunts towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to home to get Pitlock. Allen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-3 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly who is chasing the ball. Grace reaches third base with a triple. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Clift moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Cliff scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.